need to. You know, everybody around you is doing it. So southbound I-15 is very slow now from South Salt Lake all the way down into Sandy. It's starting to lighten up a little bit as you get into Draper around 106 south. And you see a little bit of reduced speeds getting back to normal, I should say. And then we've also got some northbound slowing as you head through Sandy. And that starts basically right around the Bluffdale exit where you got a slow patch right there. Dave.
Coming southbound over the point, you're going to start picking up the delays right around the county line. As you come down the south side of the point, you're going to be in those delays all the way down to nearly Lehigh Main Street. The heaviest part of that's going to be around 2100 North. We still have problems northbound on I-15 as you come up between American Fork Main Street and just about a mile before the 2100 North off-ramp, where they're still cleaning up an accident there. It's off to the side, not blocking, but people slowing down to get a look. Mark?
All right, a reminder just in here, breaking from Morgan, I-84 there. The fire that was affecting the roadway 1 mile north of Morgan has been controlled, and the roadway is open and clear again. So that's good news for folks up there. Far as big delays on southbound I-15, they're redeveloping in the Willard area because of another problem. This one's going to be a fourth crash, and this one will be near SR-216. Davis County delays pretty normal, tightening between Farmington and Layton Hills Mall. The new George S. and Dolores Dore Eccles Theater downtown will open this fall on October 21st and 22nd. Find out more or to purchase tickets, visit EcclesTheater.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.